The following recording is copyright 2010 Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Scientists say that we dream every night. In fact, that we have several dreams, multiple dreams during the night. So you were dreaming one dream when you woke up to go to the bathroom, and then another dream when the alarm went off. Most dreams are unimportant, and to remember them, you have to write them down immediately. But then there are other dreams that we sometimes have that are very vivid and powerful. They wake us up in the middle of the night, certain that God, or maybe our subconscious, is telling us something important. Maybe the solution to a problem that had eluded us during the day. Or maybe a comforting dream to reassure us that a loved one is now out of purgatory and in heaven. Or maybe a nightmare to warn us of some unknown danger. The content of such powerful, vivid dreams may be unexpected, but we know intuitively that their message is true. A truth we could not have arrived at on our own. On today's gospel, Joseph had one of those powerful dreams. He had gone to bed that night in turmoil. His fiancée was pregnant, and he knew he wasn't the father. I'm sure he was angry, but I bet he mostly felt hurt. He just knew there had to be an explanation. The look in Mary's eyes seemed to affirm her innocence. But frankly, her explanation just did not make sense. An angel? Angels have no sexuality. They're spiritual beings. None of the angels in the whole Bible ever got anybody pregnant. If there wasn't any better explanation than that, then he had to imagine the worst and call off the wedding. And then that night, he had a very powerful dream that gave him the answer that had eluded him during the day. Mary had conceived by the Holy Spirit to fulfill what Isaiah had said about a virgin conceiving and bearing a son, who would be Emmanuel, God with us. And through this dream, Joseph learned three things. First of all, he learned that Mary was still a virgin. She might be pregnant, but she was still a virgin. She had not committed a sin with anybody. All that angel did was announce the news, just like he was now announcing the same news to Joseph by means of a dream. Secondly, Joseph discovered in that dream that he should have no fear about taking Mary to be his wife. She really was as innocent as her eyes said she was. And third, he realized that God was inviting him to share in something extraordinary that he didn't understand, but which he knew intuitively to be true. This baby was Emmanuel, God with us. What's that supposed to mean? Conceived by the Holy Spirit. Name him Jesus, a name which means God saves, because he will save his people from their sins. What's that supposed to mean? Joseph died without ever knowing the answers to these questions. God never did tell Joseph everything he may have wanted to know. But he did reveal to him all the things he needed to do, sort of on a need-to-know basis. For instance, Joseph later had another very powerful dream to warn him that this baby was now in mortal danger, that they'd better flee to Egypt while they still had time, and so on. In response to these dreams, Joseph teaches us how to walk by faith in the midst of difficulties that we don't fully understand. He knew that whatever the dangers, whatever the adversities that lie ahead, that God would continue to communicate to him in due time by whatever means necessary, including by means of dreams, what he needed to do and to give him the strength to do it. And the same is true for us.